started when I was working on a stressful construction project at Children's Hospital. A senior colleague, who I wasn't particularly fond of at the time, recommended The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. To my surprise, the book resonated with me deeply and even improved our working relationship. So let's explore these agreements.
In the complex maze of the corporate world, where challenges lurk around every corner, learn to navigate male-dominated industries and overcome subtle biases with the Alchemy Horizons podcast. It's not about just finding your way, it's about carving out your own path with authenticity. I'm Rhonda Scallon, and together we'll transform challenges into opportunities, ensuring you don't just join the conversation, but lead it. Every episode will ignite the spark within you, fueling your journey to professional greatness. Alchemy Horizons, sparking transformations on the corporate path. Tune in now and let your corporate story be rewritten.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Alchemy Horizons. I'm Rhonda, and today I wanted to share with you something that transformed my approach to project management, the Four Agreements. A set of principles initially meant for personal growth, but incredibly relevant in the professional sphere, especially in project management. It started when I was working on a stressful construction project at Children's Hospital. A senior colleague, who I wasn't particularly fond of at the time, recommended The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. To my surprise, the book resonated with me deeply and even improved our working relationship. So let's explore these agreements. 1. Don't make assumptions. Once, I told an IT colleague I was going to take care of a mouse in the CPU, and in my world, that was a rodent in the child psych unit. In his, a computer mouse on a computer processing unit. Assumptions can lead to miscommunications, especially in construction. Always ask questions, no matter how basic they may seem. 2, be impeccable with your word. This involves abstinence. Don't burden leaders with unnecessary information. Be authentic, not political. Effort, avoid relying on just a few emotions to relay information. Nuance and specificity are key. Clarity, commit to what you say you'll do and be clear about what you won't do. 3, don't take anything personally. Remember, it's not always about you. When giving feedback, sandwich a con between two pros. If you're receiving feedback, listen actively without jumping in to defend yourself. 4, always do your best. This doesn't just mean excelling in your tasks. Sometimes it's about letting others shine, lifting them up, and expressing gratitude. Saying please, thank you, and you're welcome, that goes a really long way. These agreements, while simple, can profoundly impact how we manage projects and interact with our teams. They foster better communication, deeper understanding, and a more harmonious work environment. I challenge you to apply the Four Agreements on your next project. You might just find, as I did, they not only improve your project outcomes, but also enrich your professional relationships. That high-level executive and I are now good friends. Until next time, keep aligning your actions with your highest intentions.
Thank you for listening to Alchemy Horizons. Don't forget to leave this podcast a review if you liked what you just heard and share it with colleagues and friends. Head to sparkalchemy.com if you're looking to continue sparking transformation on the corporate path. That's sparkalchemy.com. Ta-ta for now.